For the past 9 years, my children were educated at home. I believe it's important to have choice in our educational system. In BC, when a parent chooses to educate their child at home, they have two legal options. One is to register under Section 12 of the School Act as a homeschooler. The other is to enroll in a distributed learning program, I'll call DL. Section 12 is legislation that protects a parent's right to choose how their child will be educated. Homeschooling parents take on the full responsibility of creating and implementing an educational plan for their child. Enrollment in a DL program allows students to learn at home under the supervision of a BC-certified teacher. As correspondent students, they follow the BC curriculum and write provincially mandated tests. The modern homeschooling movement has grown continuously since the 1960s in North America. The most recent published data confirm more than 2 million American children were educated at home in 2013. In my research, I'm looking for trends in the participation rates of home educating in BC. I expect that overall participation, Section 12 homeschoolers and DL students combined, has grown at a rate similar to that in North America, but this in itself doesn't tell the whole story. I suspect that participation under Section 12 has declined precipitously since the introduction of DL programs, which have grown exponentially. I'm also looking for patterns in gender, age, and location between those registered and enrolled. The implications of my research are widespread. It fills a gap in the academic literature and is of interest to both the government and to home educating families. Beyond that, my research impacts every one of us here today. There is concern among homeschoolers that when the government next revises the School Act, they could remove Section 12 legislation, citing low numbers. This would eliminate parents' freedom to choose how their child should be educated. I believe our educational system is strengthened by the choices offered. In BC, we have a wide variety of choice: public schools, private schools, schools that focus on the arts or the trades, immersion programs, ESL, DL, and homeschooling. Each of these choices exists because it fills a need. These choices improve the quality of our educational system by forcing schools to compete for students, forcing them to provide a higher quality service, while at the same time allowing parents to be discriminating consumers as they make the best choice for their child. Research shows that it benefits us all. Society benefits when we support a wide variety of choice in our educational system.